Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the Sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Reverend Dr. Jules Erickson from All Saints Lutheran Church in Cottage Grove. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Before we pray, let us join together in applauding President Obama, the military, and all nations who have worked courageously and triumphantly in the war against terror. May God be with you. Let us pray. In our excitement, in our distraction, we turn to you this day, Creator of the universe, as we open this session of the Senate. Bring us back to the tasks at hand that we may be advocates for those who have no voice. Help us to see our neighbor for the beautiful creation they are instead of the label we place on them. Help us to remove the labels we use to keep people at a distance. The labels of poor, gay, bisexual, lesbian, mentally ill, marginalized, foreigner, immigrant. Really, the label that we use for those people, the other, because they are us, we are them, and we as your public servants have been called to serve all people regardless of our foolish labels. Remind us again and again that our service here is not about our own moral agenda, our own personal piety, our own understanding of our political affiliation, but rather that our service is to help those in need, give equal opportunities for all to live the American dream, and to do justice for our state and our nation. Use us as vehicles of your grace in all that we do, in all that we say, in all that we represent. Finally, grant us wisdom as well as courage as we lead with dignity, love, and with your deep and abiding peace. And we all say, amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Bruce Brannigan from Roseville, Minnesota. A veteran of the Army, Mr. Brannigan served in Vietnam from May to December of 1968 in the 9th Infantry Division Mobile Ravine Force. He was awarded the Infantry Combat Badge, an Air Medal for 25 combat assaults from helicopter, the Vietnam Service Medal, and the Medal of Valor. He is the state legislative coordinator for the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans of America, as well as a member of the Mobile Ravine Force Association, the VFW, and the American Legion. Mr. Brannigan, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres-Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There is one printed on today's Senate agenda, and you should make note of that, those changes in committee structure. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. Secretary Ludeman will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted: House files number 8, 1092, and 1547. Albin A. Mathewich, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There is no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. There are several printed in today's agenda first reading, and they are referred as indicated. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee, there is one to be added that Secretary Ludeman will read.
Committee report on Senate file number 1283. Senator Gimsey from the Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate file 1283, a bill for an act relating to the state capitol, reports the same back with a recommendation the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans. Report adopted.
In addition, there are several printed on the addendum. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that. Senator Koch, we should adopt the committee reports first.
Well then, Madam President, my first motion is that the committee reports printed in the agenda, the addendum, and read by the Secretary be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
And, Madam President, I move the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. And moving on to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There, in addition to those printed on page 7 of today's agenda, there are several printed on today's addendum also. Second reading on those Senate bills. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There are several printed on today's agenda. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions. There is one change. Oh, we need to have. There is one change on today's Senate bill introductions. On page 3, Senate file 1359 will be referred to the State Government Innovation and Veterans Committee. There, in addition, there is one bill to be read. Secretary will read the bill.
Introduction and first reading of Senate file number 1363, introduced by Ingebretson, Hoffman, Peterson, Saxog, a bill for an act relating to state government. First reading.
Senate file 1363 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. First reading of those Senate bills printed in the introduction with the one change and the bill read. First reading. Moving on to the ninth order of business under motions and resolutions. There are six authors' motions that are printed on page 8 of today's agenda. We will take those as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Okay. Senator Olson, remaining under motions and resolutions.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1191 be withdrawn from the Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Telecommunications and re-referred to the Committee on Local Government and Elections. To that motion, I'm the chief author of that bill, and I'm doing this with the recommendation and concurrence of the chairs of both committees.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Perry.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1082 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Any explanation on that?
At this point in time, State Gov will have to hear this bill, but Transportation has some committee openings, and I'm pretty booked right now, so we'd like to move it along.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following members will be excused. Senators Cohen, Ingebrigtsen, and Scheid all day. Without objection, they are excused. Further announcements? Senator Koch. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Bach.
Well, Madam President, maybe Senator Koch can tell the body if there are any conference committees going to be meeting today or later this week to give us a little update on the status of the conference committee discussions.
Senator Bach.
Senator Koch.
Thank you. Madam President, Senator Bach, as you know, they're posted online. Today, education is meeting at 1 p.m., Tuesday, taxes at 8:30, state gov at 10:15, higher ed at 1, Wednesday is environment at 8:30, tentatively judiciary. That's it for the moment. Those will post, as you all know, online. If we can announce them on the floor, we will. But members, this morning, as I said goodbye to my daughter, I kissed her goodbye. I said, I'm not sure when I will see you next. And I meant it. So assume that the next 3 weeks we will be working very, very hard.
Further announcements, Senator Bach.
Well, Madam President, Senator Koch, I appreciate the update. And I know the chairs of the conference committees are new at that process this year, and I believe that's probably true for most of them in the House also. I just would encourage the conference committees to start resolving their differences. The governor's requested that by Friday the House and Senate resolve their differences so that he can then, there is one position on the part of the legislature that he can begin discussions about resolving the outstanding issues he has with the legislature and get this session concluded on time by May 23rd. And it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of cooperation by not only members of the Senate, but by members of the House. So encourage the conference committees to start making motions, adopting provisions, working out their differences with the House. I hope that's happening in a public way. I haven't seen that, encourage people to get to work.
Further announcements of Senate interests. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that we adjourn until tomorrow, May 3rd at 12 noon.
Senator Koch has moved that we adjourn until Tuesday, May 3rd at noon. All in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.